Now, what was it Rahm Emanuel said? Never let a good tragedy go to waste. Well, the left is hard at work taking advantage of what happened in that Florida high school. First of all, the shooter is identified as a white supremacist. Oh, no, sorry, checking a little bit later on, wasn't true. He wasn't a member of a white supremacist group. Then we have that left-wing group, Every Town for Gun Safety. That's Michael Bloomberg's pet project. They said at 4:22 Wednesday afternoon, this is the 18th school shooting in the United States in 2018. Is that true? I mean, virtually the entire media picked that up as being true. Well, Every Town has a habit of inflating the numbers, but consider this. January 3rd, a man parked on a street outside the school. He calls the police. He says, I have a gun and I'm suicidal. He shoots himself. Is that a school shooting? That school had been closed for 7 months. No teachers, no students. A school shooting? A gun fired in a parking lot at a Michigan school, not at somebody, into the ground. It was after 8 o'clock at night, a little pickup basketball game going on. Was that a school shooting? Seems to me a school shooting would be when somebody goes to the school and starts shooting administrators, teachers, or students. Not a school that's been closed for 7 months, for goodness sakes. Or an accidentally discharged gun from a school resource officer. Yeah, that was counted too. Liberals lie, and they take advantage of tragedies to lie. And the left-wing media treats their lies as truth. Pay attention. In the Salomon Brothers Studios in Atlanta, this is Neil Bortz.